ما أصاب من مصيبة إلا بإذن الله ومن يؤمن بالله يهد قلبه والله بكل شيء عليم.
No misfortune ever befalls unless it be by Allah's leave, and whosoever has faith in Allah, Allah directs his heart along the right path. Allah has knowledge of everything.
وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ فَإِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ فَإِنَّمَا عَلَى رَسُولِنَا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ.
Obey Allah and obey the Messenger. But if you turn away from obedience, then know that our Messenger has no other duty than to clearly convey the truth.
الله لا إله إلا هو وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون.
Allah, there is no God but He. In Allah should the believers put all their trust. Allah, there is no God but He. In Allah should the believers put all their trust.
All power of overlordship belongs exclusively to God. No one else has the power to make or mar anyone's destiny. God alone can make someone prosper, and He alone can avert adversity and suffering. Hence, anyone who sincerely believes in the one true God has no option but to put all his trust in Him and continue to perform his duty as a person of faith, fully convinced that good lies only in following the way which God Himself has directed His creatures to do.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن من أزواجكم وأولادكم عدوا لكم فاحذروهم وإن تعفوا وتصفحوا وتغفروا فإن الله غفور رحيم.
Believers, there are enemies to you from among your spouses and your offspring. So beware of them. But if you forgive and overlook their offenses and pardon them, then surely Allah is most forgiving, most compassionate.
In terms of worldly relationships, a person is wont to regard his spouses and offspring as his dearest. But seen from the vantage point of religious faith, they could also be considered his enemies. This enmity might manifest itself in a myriad of ways. Some people might be enemies because they prevent him from goodness and urge him to evil. Others might be enemies because they prevent him from proceeding along the path of true faith and push him towards unbelief. Still, others might be enemies insofar as their sympathies lie with the unbelievers. Whatever the case might be, he needs to be on guard against them and not overly attuned to these bonds to the point of ruining one's prospects in the hereafter. On the other hand, this does not mean that he should be harsh in his dealings with his immediate family on the grounds that they are his enemy. The upshot of this directive is that if he does not succeed in reforming his nearest and dearest, he should at least try to save himself from being deflected from the right course.
إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة والله عنده أجر عظيم.
Your possessions and your offspring are nothing but a trial for you, and there awaits a great reward for you with Allah.
فاتقوا الله ما استطعتم واسمعوا وأطيعوا وأنفقوا خيرا لأنفسكم. وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ.
So hold Allah in awe as much as you can, and listen and obey and be charitable. This is for your own good. And whoever remains safe from his own greediness, it is such that will prosper.
إِن تُقْرِضُوا اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا يُضَاعِفْهُ لَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ شَكُورٌ حَلِيمٌ.
If you give Allah a goodly loan, He will increase it for you several fold and will forgive you. Allah is most appreciative, most forbearing.
عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ.
He knows that which is beyond the ken of perception, as well as that which can be perceived. He is the Most Mighty, the Most Wise.